In this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, we learn about the importance of details. Details really do matter. The way we act, the way we talk, even our intentions, our nuances in speech, it all makes a difference, and it makes a very, very big difference. We learn about the importance of doing chesed. It says that Noach was a good man. He was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, and he was a tamim. A tzaddik is a person in his actions, what he does, and a tamim bedrachav, in his midos, in his actions of what he does. And it says that Noach really lived in two generations. He lived in the generation before the Mabul, and he lived in the generation after the Mabul. Before the Mabul, he's praised as a tzaddik, because whereas all around him the people were taking things, stealing, acting in immoral ways, Noach did not. He was a tzaddik, and therefore he was saved. And after the Mabul, he's a tamim in his midos. He was an anav and a shafel ruach. How does he get there? How does one condition oneself? How does one become a tamim? How does one become a person who has a nivus? How does one become a person who recognizes and realizes that my purpose here in this world is to be helpful to others? And really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into a situation where his whole day and his whole night, 24 hours around the clock, is focused only on serving others. It says for all 12 months that Noach and his family were in the Teva, they didn't sleep. They didn't sleep for a minute because they had to feed every single animal, and they had to feed the animals on the animal schedules. The Medrash says that there were some animals that would eat every 2 hours, and there were some animals that would eat every 3 hours. Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, Shalei ta'amu ta'am shena. They did not taste the taste of sleep for the whole 12 months that they were there. And it's pointed out at the end of the Mabul, it says Ve'isha'er ach Noach, that only Noach survived. Ach always comes to tell us that something is missing. What was missing about Noach? That once he came late to feed the lion, and the lion gave him a hit, kicked him on his leg, and he was lame after that. Noach, he limped because he came once late to feed the lion, and we could only imagine how difficult his tenure in the Mabul was in that teva. What was the point of it? What was the purpose? Again, it wasn't random. It wasn't just something to make his life difficult. It was to teach him. You're going into a world that's going to be after a Mabul, where we're trying to rebuild society, and you're coming from a society that didn't care enough about others, to respect their property. We're going to have to change things now. And because you're the one that's going to be building this new society, we're going to train you to be a person of chesed, that in every one of your actions, you're thinking about other people. We learn about the importance of the details of intentions from Shem and from Yafes. When watching their father's disgrace, Shem and Yafes both acted, but Shem acted first. And he acted with the intention of saving his father from shame. And therefore he is zeicha forever and ever for all his generations to have the beautiful mitzvah being able to wear tzitzis, which comes with an eternal reward. It's well known that when the Vilna Gaon was dying, he cried and he said that, I'm going to miss the ability to just wear my tzitzis, to walk around wearing my tzitzis and getting the eternal schar for tzitzis. And Shem is zeicha to this because his intent was to save his father from busha, from shame. Whereas Yefes, who is a cultured person, he is the father of all cultured people, he's the father of European civilization and society, it wasn't totally coming from, oh, he is my father and how could this be happening? It came from a cultured point of view. This is a very uncultured scene, and therefore I have to act to protect the beauty of the situation. He also gets rewarded, but his reward is not going to be an eternal one. He is going to get burial for his descendants. That's very important, and it happened, meaning it's a cultural thing also, that it's uncultured and unpleasant, not for the bodies not to be buried, but because he was coming with the intent of being cultured, so too his children are going to get a temporary reward, a reward that's going to be helpful for them in this world, but not something that's going to last forever and ever. And lastly, perhaps a side point, but perhaps fundamental, the power of words. Civil society depends on civil speech. This is something that had to be taught even before the rain began to fall. Noach is told to bring all of the animals into the Teva, 7 pairs of animals that are Tahar, and 1 pair of animals that are not Tahar, Asher Einena Tahara. And the question is, a well-known question, why couldn't the Torah just say, take the Tameh animals, 1 pair of Tameh animals, 7 pairs of Tahar animals, and 1 pair of Tameh animals? Instead, the Torah goes and uses 8 extra letters, and we know that there's nothing that is extra in the Torah. So 8 extra letters is a big deal. Why use those 8 extra letters instead of saying a tame animal to say an animal that is a nena tahira? And in the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, we're taught that a person should try never to use unrefined words. If you have to say something, say it pleasantly. And later on in the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Talmud says, if the Torah is so sensitive and extra careful and cautious not to use unrefined terms about animals, we're talking about an animal, and we don't want to say something not nice about the animal and call it a tame animal, we'd rather call it an animal that is not pure, then how much more careful do we have to be when we're talking about people? We learned this lesson from Noach. This is a lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, clearly, that as you're entering into the Teva, because you have to come out of the Teva into a world that you're going to build, and if that society is going to be rebuilt now, it has to be rebuilt on respectful boundaries, respectful parameters, and respectful language. Words matter. It says that Noach built a tzohar for his Teva, and it's very unclear what that tzohar was. All we can understand from the word that he built a tzohar for the Teva was that it was something to give light. And there are different ways of translating it. Perhaps it was a window, or perhaps it was a jewel. It was a tzohar to bring light. But perhaps we can also understand it in a more deep way. If we translate Teva not as the boat, as the ark, but as the word, then we could translate the pasuk differently. Build a tzohar to bring light to the Teva, or we could say build a tzohar to bring light. Teva also means word. Build a light to bring light to your words. Words matter. The words we choose to use matter. Our actions matter, and our intentions when we're doing these actions matter as well. Details, little details, make a very, very big difference that can last for generations upon generations.